Welkom toe ons program Dit en Dat. Dit is een program waar met verschillende mensen gereed wordt om verschillende thema's. We hopen dit een interessante program voor jullie is en dat het een zegen kan zijn. Dit en Dat wordt uitgemerkt en uitgeschakt bij de Brik 105.9 FM uit Elmer, Ontario. Wanneer jij iemand kan, waar je gelijven een interessante persoon wordt zijn, te met wingen houden hebben, bitte laat ons weten. Check on sein E-Mail to radio@msion.org. Wir wünschen Ihnen einen guten und gesegneten Tag, wo immer Sie nirut sind. Nun wieder mit den Ungeholung für Fandel. Welcome to the program Dit und Dort. Wir haben wahre Jas, wird nicht Englisch reden dürfen, aber wird welche Information haft im Mitteilen. Dittmal heike im Studio mit mir, Natalie Redman, the Executive Director von Victim Services Elgin in St. Thomas. Ich habe erstet, Adelje Hauptpunkte, wie gesagt, im Plotich am Wort wie von Gerät hören, so dass die wenigste wichtigste Parts kann verstehen. Und dann nur die Kämpfe Ungeholung mit Natalie in Englisch. Victim Services Elgin ist ein Non-for-Profit, eine Organisation, die nicht auf Verdienst ist. Sie schaffen top mit Poliz, Fia en Ambulance Arbeiter en voor nu irien zartstede han wo wat verbrekische handlungen oder zaiatrie verhältnissen passiert wieren, zoals accidents, huisfiesch, hoske dood, zelfsmart, irien zowat wo wat zaie schwie, trie oder gruelje dinge passiert wieren. Ze kan ook aannemen wat ze op Engels nannen self-referrals, zichzelf te handschaken. So wenn ein Person er Information von das, wo gefangen hat, und nicht dort der durch Poliz, via Doktor oder so wird nur angeschickt wird, und sie finden am nur Hauptfrauen, sie nehmen die auch an. Dort können sein, dort die Person vielleicht nicht wahl mit der Poliz reden, und so sie kann an direkt finden und mit ihnen reden, am Wort du angeht, und dann proben Victim Services an Ungestattung zu geben und zu fangen in den Überschaffer an. Zum Beispiel, wenn jemand ihr Partner an Masshandeln oder Massbrücken tät, aber sie wollen nicht nur Poliz fahren, weil sie wollen an nicht in Trouble kriegen, sie kann dann Victim Services persönlich fahren und durch an seine Ungestattung in Help zu kriegen. Und das bleibt alle im Vertrauen. Dort wird nicht mit Poliz oder sonst wer mitgeteilt. Noch ein Beispiel wird sein, wenn du eine Hoske dort in ihrer Familie passiert wird, und sie wollen bloß mit wem reden, was nicht von Familie ist, um die Trüe, was sie fallen tun. Victim Services kann durch sein zum Hörchen eine Ungestattung geben und für einen Halb in den Überschaff hängen. Einige von den Diensten sind umsonst, einige vielleicht nicht, und wenn einer mit einem redet, sie würden einem dort weiten lassen und sein dort Beste zu tun, um so viel umsonst zu tun für einen, was sie kann. Ich frage Natalie dann auch um die Sprache. Was tun sie, wenn du ihre Satung halb fehlt für plottdeutsche Menschen oder irgend das, wer wird nicht so reich Englisch reden kann oder verstehen? Sie teilt mit, dass sie haben ein paar plottdeutsche freiwillige Helfer, woran in Verhältnissen helfen tun, und dass sie immer wieder bereit sind, mehr freiwillige Helfer annehmen, die andere Sprache reden können, um mit dieser Art Arbeit zu helfen. Dort nächste vertalten wir ein Bett am Project Lifesaver, Project Lebensretter. Dit hoor ik Adelje week 3 Maya am vertaald met Elmer Police Chief Kyle Johnstone en de Deputy Chief Chris Johnson. Zij deelden met dat een der Victim Services voor dit programma aanresteren moest. Natalie zei jo, zij hebben de arbeid ongenomen en wanneer iemand weer vrouwens heeft, ze kan aanvoen. Er nummer is 519-631-3182 oder ze kan ook een e-mail schakken bij victimservicesalgen.com und sie kann ihren Freus beantworten, was sie haben. Wenn jemand würde ihr Unverleibte anregistrieren wollen, du hast eine Form, die mit Antop ausgefüllt muss sein, und dann würden sie den Armband und die Person anmerken und sie kann dann verloten. Die Batterie für diesen Armband muss aber täglich neu sein, um sicher zu merken, dass es schaffen wird und dass die Batterie nicht tot ist. Und du hast auch ein Kostüm mit bei. $600 kostet, um das erste Mal anregistrieren, und dann jede Jahr nur dort kostet bis $60, um das abgefrischt zu holen, alle duno de dule pris, tariffs en so vida, wings de batterie mat alle 2 monat om je tisch san. De kost kun ook anderen van eimo barat nextet, oba ze kan nicht veel du mat doen, wilsert haf alle mat de regierung en tariffs en so vida te doen, wo ze kein zei eva han. Bloosten nach eimo mit erklären wat Project Lifesaver as. Dort ist ein Programm für so eine Person, die für jetzt oder Verstandbehindernissen haben, wodurch sie vielleicht einmal anweiten von Tüß gehen und sich gleich verbesseln können. Mit diesem Armband wird die Person, die in dem Programm angeschrieben ist, ohnhaft, schafft es dann viel Hostie der Jahren zu fangen. Ein Jahr mal gefragt, warum sie nicht bloß ein so ein Apple-Tag brücken können, was durch die Fuhn schafft. Aber die Trouble durmat, als dort wann du eine Städte hast, wo kein Service hast, und ich glaube, ich kann alle so eine Städte, wo einem sein Fuhn bloß nicht schafft, du wirst dann auch diesen Apple Tag kriegst nicht schaffen, und dort können hostig gefährlich werden für so eine Person, die eine Art Verstandbehindernis haft und futtigun ist. Diesen Armband brückt ein Transponder, wo Polizan, wo dann kriegt diesen Armband siegt. Wenn so eine Person wach wankt, die Familie darf bloß Polizei fahren mit der Armband Nummer. Sie stellen die Nummer in den Transponder an und dann kann sie anfangen, nur kriegt den Armband zu siegen. Natalie teilt auch mit an ein Video, was sie mal gesehen hat, woran eine Person wie Futter kommt. Das war gleich bei der Peel Police Station gewesen und sie haben diesen Transponder und ein Helikopter mitgenommen, um für den Armband zu siegen. Und fangen nicht, dass diese Person wie auf einen Sturzpass nachgekommen und wie wach aus dem Sturz rührt. Wählt sie einmal bei einer Zeit ohne Bass fangen, haben sie die Person können sicher nach Hause bringen, eher die Tovid wachkommen. Eine gute Utfall, Antwort hat könnt, sei er trürig und schwierig sein. Natalie ruht auch zu, dass wenn jemand das Programm fehlt, ob sie nicht die Geld dafür haben, dass sie durch wen anfangen sollen. Sie proben, es beste, jeden einen zu halten, sodass sie diese Woche Unterstattung kriegen kann. Und das Letzte, was wir am Gerät haben, wie wo er arbeitet ist und wo einer an zu holen kann kriegen. Sie sind nun in der 10. Polizeistation angetroffen, wo bei 45 Queso Street ist. Wenn einer in der Station angeht, einer muss erst mit der Person durch wie am ersten Tag reden, bloß an Weitenlohn, dort die mit Victim Services reden wollen, und sie wollen ernt an Weitenlohn, und sie kommen dann zu jünt. Und auch für diejenigen, die vielleicht St. Thomas ein bisschen zu weit ist zum Fahren, sie können auch jünt treffen in der Elmer Police Station. Sie dürfen bloß in der Elmer Police Station nangunen, und ernt Weitenlohn, dort die würden gleich mit Victim Services elgen zu reden. So, sie wollen ernt dann fuhren und dann jünt mit ernt hüptrafen, dort die dann mit ernt in Elmer reden kann und nicht derven ganz bei St. Thomas fahren. Bloß ernt weiten looten und sie kann dort für jünt down. Und sie kann auch weiten, dort alles, was sie zu ansehen down, wird im Vertrauen geholen worden. Wenn sie auch im Polizeistation bahn sind, sie sahen die wegen ein Port von an und der Poliz kann nicht von ernt nur seinen oder befarschen. Dort ist alle im Vertrauen geholen. Nach einer Zeit wählt sie ein Emergency-Dienst an, ein Notfall-Dienst. Dort meint dort dort einmal können sein, dort sie nicht im Office sind, wenn die ankommen, wählt sie können bei einem Accident sein, am Unterhalten oder irgend andere Städte, wo ein Notfall passiert wird, und erhalb neu gefragt wird. Bloß die Nummer für Anrufen zum Telefon oder kommt den nächsten Tag weiter drei. Er nimmt noch einmal 519-631-3182. Dort ist dann alles, was ich von dessen Ungeholung über Plotdeutsch mitteilen war. Hier dann die Ungeholung mit der Executive Director von Victim Services Elgin, Natalie Redman. Dankeschön für Hörchen.
Welcome, everyone. Today I have with me a guest from St. Thomas. So this is from Victim Services Elgin in St. Thomas, Natalie Redman, Executive Director there. Welcome, Natalie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So I'm very grateful that we were able to connect and schedule you in to come in. I don't think we've had Victim Services in for quite some time. We were talking about that a little bit. So Would you mind sharing just maybe a brief overview of kind of what it is that Victim Services Elgin does for the community?
So Victim Services is a non-for-profit. We work with police, fire, and EMS paramedics mm-hmm. to attend on scene for specific types of crime and tragic circumstances. Mm. We also can get self-referrals from people. So if they find our number online or see a pamphlet laying around somewhere, they can call us themselves as well and talk to us about something that's going on that they may not want to go to police about.
Okay.
And come and talk to us about what's going on, and we can try and get them those supports out in the community.
Okay. Would you be able to share like just some kind of example, just a generic example of self-referral where maybe they wouldn't want to go to the police?
So a self-referral, it could be someone who is experiencing intimate partner violence, but they don't want to go to police because they don't want their loved one to get in trouble or anything like that, but they still want the supports.
Yeah.
So we can help them and get them those resources, and it's all confidential, so we don't have to go to police after that something like that happens.
Okay.
Another one would be a sudden death if someone in their family has died suddenly and they just need to talk to someone because they're grieving and they just want that other person to talk to and not family members. We can be there and listen to them and give them some supports that might be available in the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes with a sudden death, it may not even be that police or they have other people there, but this still is a way for them to connect with supports. And I'm assuming, do you have counseling connections? Do you have other resources, or what kind of resources would they be able to get if they came to you?
So we do have a list of counselors for supports for intimate partner violence and grief and sexual assault and any other type of incident that may be bothering them. Some of it's not covered through, we have a program called the Victim Quick Response Program that we sometimes can get counseling covered, and that for loved ones for certain crimes. For sudden death, it's a little bit different because we don't have that funding availability, but we do have a list of counselors, and then we do have options. VON sometimes has grief supports available, and there's other resources through your church or through doctor's office.
Okay.
We have all of those supports that we suggest to people and just give them those suggestions moving forward.
Okay. And I think another one of my big questions would be, so a lot of our listeners are low German speakers. In a situation like that where maybe language is a bit of a barrier, what are the things that you, steps you would take in order to kind of assist?
One time we did have a couple of volunteers that were low German speaking. We have one that has stayed on and said if she's ever needed, she would be able to come out with us and help us support someone if we needed. So we're always looking for volunteers that have different languages. So this would be perfect if anybody's interested in volunteering. It's a 24-hour commitment per month. And there's an online training program that they would have to take beforehand. So, and then we would reach out to other community supports to find someone with language helps if we didn't know of anybody.
Okay. Ontario is diverse, right?
Very
There's quite a few low German speakers, but there's also a lot of other different minority cultures coming in, that there's a lot of languages that we're all trying to encompass in our care.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Another question that I had wanted to talk to you about. So I had recently had Elmer Chief of Police Kyle Johnstone and Deputy Chief Chris Johnson. I always have to remember. Yeah. I had them in to chat a little bit about Project Lifesaver. And we talked about how registration for that goes through Victim Services Elgin and St. Thomas. So would you mind sharing a little bit about that process? And if somebody were to either have questions or want to register, how does that work?
Yeah, so if anybody has any questions about Project Lifesaver, they can call our office at 519-631-3182, or they can email us at projectlifesaver@victimservicesElgin.com, and we can answer whatever questions they have. If they'd like to register their loved one, we can get them registered. There's an intake form that we would have them fill out with us. There's a lot of questions that we have to ask pertaining to their loved one. And then we would put the bracelet on them, and then they would be on their way, and then they check that daily just to make sure the battery runs properly and it's not dead or anything like that. And then there is a cost to that.
It's
$600 initially for the cost. And then after that, each year after that, it's a $60 depending on duty and tariffs and exchange and all of those fun things.
Yes.
We're looking at about $60 every year after that because the battery has to be changed every 2 months.
Oh, every 2 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just to ensure that it works properly and that it does its job.
Yeah.
So, and then the $600, it costs that much because of exchange and the duty
and all of that. So, all that fun stuff.
Yes. Yeah. We're just hoping that tariffs don't get put on it. So that's the only thing we're waiting for.
Yeah. That is a thing, I think, with a lot of things. It's decisions that are outside of our control that can affect it.
Yeah.
And so we just have to do our best to work with it, right?
Yeah. And let people know that this is the price now, but it's open to change depending on situations. It could always go down too if exchange goes down and all of that. So,
yeah.
So that's what we just want to be open to people knowing that it is this price. But
do you mind sharing just a brief kind of again, what exactly is Project Life Server? We talked about it, but maybe just as a reminder to people what exactly it does.
So Project Life Saver is a transmitter bracelet that people would wear. It's for loved ones that has Alzheimer's, dementia, autism, any cognitive thing that somebody would start to wander. And then their loved ones would be like, oh, where did their loved one go. So this is a transmitter that they would wear. It's a bracelet. They usually shouldn't be able to take it off.
Okay.
And
does it look kind of like a watch or is it a bracelet?
It's like a watch, but it's
thinner.
About the size of a half an egg, maybe. That's
an
easy way to explain it.
Okay.
And so it gets put on and then they wear it. And then if they do go missing, the loved one would call police and say, hey, my loved one's missing. This is their transponder number. They're part of Project Lifesaver. And then the police would have their machine, their transponder, to go out and kind of listen to try and catch the signal from the bracelet.
Yeah.
And it's old school technology. It's radio transponders. So it's not like an Apple tag because we get that question a lot. Why can't they use an Apple tag?
Yeah,
but
those are popular.
When you go into wooded areas or certain areas, they don't work, just like our cell phones don't work. So these are a fail-safe system. They're supposed to be a fail-safe system where that transmitter would send those signals out.
Because these rural areas, I know for my cell phone, I'll be in certain areas where I have no service whatsoever, right? And then a few little further out, then you have service again. So if you were relying on that to find someone who is potentially wandered off and lost, if you drop a signal, you can't find them.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it works, why fix it, right? So I think this is important. And then I remember when I chatted with Kyle, we talked about it's kind of like a metal detector. So as you get closer, the beep kind of changes. So it's like that hot, cold kind of game.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's a good way of explaining it.
So, and I think for those of us who don't have to worry about something like that, you don't think about how important having something like this available is. But for those who have that experience, this could be like just life changing for them because the stress of worrying about them wandering off or not being able to find them, I can't imagine how difficult that would be.
Yeah, that would be so hard for a family. And this is nice. The success story has been positive on Project Lifesaver. There's a video, and I know it's hard to talk about a video on radio, but there's a video from, I believe it's Peel Police, and it's a helicopter that has the transponder in it. And there was a individual that went missing and had Project Lifesaver on, and he ended up being on a city bus. And they were able to catch him, and just to hear the excitement in their voices that they found him in a city bus while it was moving, and that it was it's just really cool to hear the success stories and to hear it live and the excitement.
So. Yeah, I think even for first responders or those who are helping to search, because to have a negative outcome or to have the outcome that we all dread, that's hard for everybody involved.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful we have this in our community.
Yeah.
And so I really want to make sure people understand it's there. And best way then to register is to chat with you guys at Victim Services, right?
Yes. Yeah. And we have, like, the cost can be expensive. So for some families,
mm-hmm.
so we do have, we're hoping to go to community clubs like a Rotary, okay. Kiwanis, things like that too. Help support those families that can't afford it to
Wonderful.
Be able to purchase them for the families. And mm-hmm. then they don't have to worry about those costs mm-hmm. because that is a big yeah. struggle. But a lot of times people are like, it's worth it. We'll find the money because it's worth just the peace of mind, like you said,
yes.
knowing that it's
should
on there
something and- happen. Yeah. And it is those little things, right? These are things where you don't want to think about, but when the time comes, you want to be prepared for it.
Yes.
You know, hopefully it never does, but
yeah.
when it does, then you want these things in place.
Yeah. And the bracelet they can't take off. So
is
so
it waterproof? Always,
yes. It's
there
waterproof.
There you go.
So
perfect.
They can have their showers, their baths, anything like that, and not have to worry about it not working. And then mm-hmm. with them checking it, the family members checking it every day, we know that it's working properly. Mm-hmm. And as soon as it doesn't, then they contact us and then we'll do the battery change sooner if it
okay.
ever does happen.
So I won't take too much of your time, but you shared the phone number. You want to share it again and your address because you're located now within the St. Thomas Police Station, correct?
Yes, that's a new move with the last 2.5 years we've mm-hmm. been in there. So it's been a positive move for us. So we're at the 45 Quesos Crossings in St. Thomas, mm-hmm. at the St. Thomas Police Station. Our phone number is 519-631-3182. And we also have a website, www.victimservicesElgin.com. So
okay.
if anybody wants to research what we are, if they're interested in volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also meet people at the Elmwood Police Station as well.
Okay,
so,
that's
so
nice.
So it's nice that we can come out this way. If people can't come to St. Thomas, we can meet them in Elmer as well.
Okay. And so then my last question. So you're in the St. Thomas Police Station, but you're not directly in the doors when you come in. I visited your office. So
yes.
If people want to chat with you, do they just approach, I'm assuming, the front desk there
yeah.
and then let them know who they want to talk to?
Yeah, they could approach the front desk, let them know they want to talk to Victim Services. Then we'll come up and talk to them. And it's all confidential. Just because we're in the police station doesn't mean we're part of the police.
Okay.
We don't yes. share information with the police. They don't have access to our information that we collect.
It's all confidential.
It's all confidential.
So, wonderful.
Yeah. And same if they come to Elmer. If they do walk into the Elmer police station, if they ask someone to talk to Victim Services there, they can always call us. And if we are available, we can come down to Elmer at that time as well.
Okay. And do you have specific, like, let's say, if they just are curious and they stop in, what kind of hours would somebody be there?
So that would be from 9 till 4
okay.
on Monday to Friday so that
okay.
they can stop in. There are times where our service is emergency driven. So we may not be in the office dependent on if there
on
is an emergency happening. So if that's the case, then reception would just take their information if they want, or just let them know they can come back tomorrow.
Okay.
Or give them our phone number and then they can call just to make sure we're there. But
Perfect.
If it's, that's the unfortunate part is that
yeah.
even though our hours are 9 till 4, we could not be there because of...
Oh, if emergency arises,
yeah.
then you have somewhere you need to be.
Yeah.
Perfect. Is there anything else you would like to share at the end here?
Thank you for having us and explaining what Victim Services is and what Project Life Server is all about. And it's good information and people
mm-hmm.
can reach out if they have any other questions about both programs.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time, Natalie.
Thank you for having us.